Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. The spring rains have brought plenty of new growth and beautiful new blooms to the garden. Get some tickets to visit at southcoastbotanicgarden.org and head over for a walk in the wild. As you walk into the garden through the courtyard, you'll be enchanted by the lovely hanging garden created there that will awaken your senses to the bloom celebration. Make sure to grab a map of the best photo ops at the admissions window. Heading into the garden, you see the lovely Japanese wisteria that grows over the pergola at the koi pond is now in full flower and smelling wonderful. Around the pond, the breath of heaven is really beginning to show off its golden blooms and contrast beautifully with the big burnt orange blooms of the hybrid azalea underneath it. Just around the corner, there's an amazing hybrid fuchsia named Bright Morning that has not stopped blooming since it was planted last year. These sweet, medium-sized pink blooms dance on this braided trunk fuchsia tree and attract hummingbirds all day long. As you walk out of the fuchsia collection toward the pollination garden, take a look at the Dikia patch that you see the flower stalks just shooting up. A native plant in Brazil, this patch of Dikia frigida reliably reblooms every year with a stunning display of tiny orange blossoms on tall towers that buzz with a happy sound of bees. This display is something to watch for. There are more great flowers to see this week in the pollination garden. The cobweb thistle is beginning to bud. These are a thistle native to California, and it is a relative of the artichoke. Also see the hybrid gazania. Its yellow blooms grace the edge of the pond, and this plant blooms pretty much all year. There are some sweet blue blooms of the Chinese forget-me-nots and the lemony yellow of the columbine at the walkway toward the promenade. The California poppy along the walk into the lower meadow is going strong. The beautiful tree dahlia in the lower meadow is showing off big blooms that nod in the April breeze, and the pride of Madeira is shooting up tall spires of blue blooms to delight the flying pollinators. The pride of Madeira is a wonderful plant that grows in patches throughout the garden, and it ranges in shades of purple and blue. This is a drought-tolerant plant that does well in our coastal climate. However, it is considered to be somewhat invasive and can easily escape into protected natural habitats where efforts are being made to control its spread. Across the seeding area in front of the staghorn ferns, there's a wonderful white camellia. It is blooming a bit later than what is typical for camellia season, and this might be due to the deep shade where it's growing. Just up the walk in the greenhouse, there's an interesting hanging basket at the back of the greenhouse where a beautiful species begonia is growing out of the bottom of the basket and showing some blooms between the falls of the little Thalansia eucinoides known as Spanish moss. Then look to the ground to see interesting blooms on the leather-leafed anthurium, a really huge leaf that sort of hides the interesting blooms in the crown of the plant. Then if you look to your left side, you'll see a species Anthurium podophyllum with a feathery-looking leaf and a slender, tall, but uniquely anthurium bloom. At the end of the walk through the aloe collection, you find the Velthymia bracteata is blooming, commonly known as forest lily. It enjoys a somewhat shady spot to flourish. However, there's a sister plant in the cactus collection. It's called the sand lily or Velthymia capensis that does best in full sun and is currently sporting full heads of seed pods that, when ripe, will float upon the breeze to other spots in the cactus collection. If you feel like wandering around Tram Road, head out to the overlook to see the hybrid Chinese pistache trees are blooming. Then look behind you, see the wonderful stand of butterfly amaryllis. This species Hippiastrum papilio is one of the most striking blooms in the garden, and there's a second patch near Phoebe's Meadow that is also beginning to bloom. While you're in Phoebe's Meadow, check out the monkey's hand tree. This is another dramatic bloom worth seeing. Don't miss the lilac that's blooming both along Tram Road and at the intersection of Tram Road and Service Road where the big Brazilian pepper grows. Lilac is one of the sweetest scents of spring. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.